The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
All right, I'm teaching this weekend on choosing to trust God. You know, trusting God is not something that we just wait to feel like doing. It's something we choose to do. You all have trust. It's just a matter of where you put it. Have you ever spent, or let's say wasted years in your life trusting yourself? Found out that didn't work very good, didn't you? Have you ever put your trust in somebody else that just really shocked and surprised you and just disappointed you and really hurt you? Maybe you had your trust in your money, and all of a sudden something happened, and whoops, you didn't have that anymore. There's so many things that people can put their trust in that's just not stable. And so tonight I want to talk about trusting God when you don't understand. It's one thing to trust God for something. This room is full of people tonight and lots of people watching by TV that you're trusting God for something. You're asking God to change something in your life, to give you something, or to make something go away that's unpleasant. You're trusting God to change somebody else in your life. It's one thing to trust God to give you something or to do something. It's another thing entirely to trust God through something, are to continue trusting God when He's not giving you what you want, when everything around you is shaking and you just do not understand what is going on. I would imagine that we have people here tonight, and lots of them, that you feel like literally everything in your life is shaking right now. Got anybody? All right. Now see, for some of you, it's just a thing here or there, but some of you, I mean, it's like, what is going on? And you just don't understand. Isaiah 40, 29 through 31 are wonderful scriptures that we should take a look at right now. You know them. He gives power to the faint and the weary. And to him who has no might, he increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it abound. Even young people shall faint and be weary, and selected young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. But they that wait upon the Lord. See, I knew you'd like that. But they that wait upon the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength. Through the strength of God, you can rise up and rebuild. You can run and not be weary. You can walk and you shall not faint. When I asked how many of you felt like everything in your life was shaking, I spotted a few people, not everybody, but I could tell from looking at you that there's some really major things going on in your life right now. Well, you know what? Congratulations to you for being in the house of God to get the help that you need. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. You can rebuild. Everybody say, I can rebuild. In Nepal, not very long ago, there was a sudden and a terrible earthquake. How many of you heard about that? Okay. You know, we hear about things like that, and sadly, we forget them about as quick as we hear about them. And we're sorry for the people, and their lives are left in devastation. But these are times when the body of Christ needs to rise up and at least pray, God, is there something I can do? So I can't even, just imagine if that was you. If you were having a cup of tea and all of a sudden, a few minutes later, your house is in shambles around you. Perhaps your parents have been killed, or you can't find some of your children. Many other terrible, terrible things.
Hallelujah. I was traveling in a vehicle when the earthquake occurred. People were screaming and shouting all around me. It was like a nightmare. Everywhere I looked, the earth was shaking. I thought it was never going to stop. I was in my house during the earthquake. We tried to get out, but we couldn't walk because the ground was moving beneath us. I thought we were going to die. I was so scared because I had no way to reach my children. I didn't know if they were dead or alive.
Before the earthquake, life was good. Now I feel like I'm walking in a nightmare. I lost my wife in the earthquake. My son's leg got crushed. He had to get it cut off. It was lunchtime and I was coming in from the fields when the earth started shaking. I looked up and saw my house collapse on my family. My daughter lost her arm. My wife is dead.
I went to my younger sister's house nearby. That is when I found out she had died.
I was on my way here from another service. I could see the dust coming out of the village. My brother told me I lost my house, my church, and all my cattle. Thank God my wife was safe.
You know, when people are in situations like that, they tend to think that life is over. But I want to tell you something. No matter what condition your life is in right now, no matter how many pieces it's in, with God's help, you can rebuild. God is not surprised by anything that happens in our life. The people in Nepal were surprised by the earthquake, but God was not surprised. And you may be surprised by some of the things that are going on in your life right now, but God is not surprised. And He already has prepared your way of escape. And the people in Nepal can rebuild. And this will be on television there, and I'm purposely trying to use a little bit of this to encourage them that they can rebuild. Their lives can be rebuilt. And no matter how far you think you are away from God, He knows where you're at. And God will go to any lengths to get to you and to help you. God will find somebody that He can love you through, and He will love you back into wholeness, and He will meet your needs if you trust Him. We just sent a team of people to Nepal because we want to see what we can do. We can't fix the whole problem, but we can do something. And so we picked a village that we want to do some work in, and our team got there and the roads were washed out. And so they had to walk into the village, which it's good for us sometimes to do something that's hard if we're doing it to help somebody else, because that says to them, somebody does care about me.
Hello.
Amen. And I want you to know that God cares about you, and God will find you no matter where you're at, and He'll send you the help that you need.
Well, we've taken the vehicles as far as we can come, and now it's time to hike the rest of the way into this village that so desperately needs our help. As you can see, this village has been destroyed by the earthquake that hit here in Nepal. We're on a fact-finding mission. We want to find out what we can do to help. We've already been able to distribute food and blankets, things that made all the difference in this village. But now we know that there are still people living with inadequate shelter and sometimes no shelter at all. And you know, through this journey, I am just so struck by the fact that God loves us so much, each one of us, that no matter where we are, He would go to any distance, through any circumstance, to find us and to meet us at our point of need. It's pretty amazing. How many homes in this area were actually destroyed?
Yeah, there are about 376 families here living in 341 homes. And out of all the homes, about 7 or 8 are still standing. I mean, they are damaged, but rest are totally destroyed.
So nearly every house was destroyed?
Every house was destroyed.
Their church was destroyed?
The church was totally flattened.
The church building is destroyed, but the real church does not reside in bricks and mud. These people are the church, and they are determined to worship through this devastating situation, meeting here on the church site on tarps, raising their voices in thanksgiving, and asking God for help.
I've been a pastor here for 21 years. I love the people from the core of my heart. I lost one of them to the earthquake. He was a good man. I loved him very much. I was very sad when I came here and saw our church building was gone. I sat down and prayed God would bring relief for all the people here and show them His heart for them.
Let's talk about some of the relief efforts that Hand of Hope was able to be part of right from the beginning.
What we knew was immediately they required temporary housing, they required food, they required medicine. And then we brought in food grains, temporary housing material, the tent material, and tin sheets when it's possible. And then we did a lot of medical missions where the people were hurt. People are so grateful. They never even believed that help would come. And they never thought that this would happen.
The first few days after the earthquake, we did not get to eat. All our food was buried. 2 days later, when the relief team came, we received rice and oil. Then we could eat again.
I am very sick now, and I have nothing to live on except the relief materials I was given. I am very thankful for them.
Nobody had a place to stay. Then you came with tin sheets and tarps. It helped us very much.
For now, I have no hope on my own. I'm depending on the relief materials to take care of my children. I am very thankful.
I would like to thank those people who gave us relief. I believe they are from God, and what was given, I pray they receive 1,000 times more.
Imagine what it would be like if the earth suddenly shook and your whole world just collapsed around you, and you're praying for God to send someone to help you. Well, did you know that you could be a part of that answer to prayer? You see, together we can reach out in situations like this. We can help with disaster relief. We can feed hungry children. We can provide medical care. But together we can do more than we could ever do alone. So please consider today giving a special gift, something above and beyond your partnership that will go where it's needed most. Call the number on your screen, go to the website, and say right now that you want to be an answer to someone's prayer.
Most of them are farmers here. They have small piece of land and also livestock on which they depend upon and then earn their living. So this happened in the month of April, where they store the seeds and in their homes, and also they take care of the livestock. The livestock, many of them lost them. At the same time, the seeds stored in the homes were totally destroyed. And then the rains came, and the seeds sprouted through the broken homes. And definitely, it's not going to take care of the needs of the families.
These families have lived on this hillside for generations. It's their home, their legacy. Some have decided to move on and begin again in another location, but most will never leave here. They're farmers, tending the soil and raising livestock, and they're working for a bright future for their children, just like you are. Children in Nepal have suffered long before the earthquake. That's why Hand of Hope has been a presence here, caring for children for many years. In this children's home in Kathmandu, we have the honor of raising 8 children.
The kind of situations that these kids are coming from, it's heartbreaking. They have seen their own parents rejecting them. And that's when the community leaders or the pastors coming to know about this particular home in this city have brought them and then put them here. There's one young boy whose father died and his mother left the child, no one to take care, and he was brought here 5 years ago, and today he's really enjoying the opportunity to be one among the other children.
My name is Buddhiraj Bhujyal. I'm 13 years old.
My